Lord, we're thankful for the opportunity to be with you again today.
主啊，我们深深感恩，我们有这样的机会再一次和您在一起。
Jeremiah said that the mercies of the Lord are renewed every morning, and that you are a God of great faithfulness, and we're thankful for that.
所以呢，我们非常感恩那个先知耶利米说呢，您的怜悯每天早晨都在更新，您是一个信实的神，我们非常感恩您是这样的。
But here we are today, Lord, we're all in our own homes. We're asking the Lord to help us, but he will be here, even if we are scattered.
所以主啊，尽管我们现在每一个人都在家里，但是您会和我们在一起。尽管我们这样的分散在不同的地方，也是一直和我们在一起。
And we thank you for the truth of the Lord. We pray that your word will just bless and comfort our hearts today.
所以我们非常感恩神的话，我们祈求您的话今天能够安慰我们，赐福给我们。
May we not just be taught by the word of God, may we be warned, may we be encouraged, may we become enthusiastic for the things of God as a result of our studies today.
所以我们今天学习的结果呢，不仅仅说我们受教了，也是说让这些神的话来警示我们，鼓励我们，安慰我们，让我们在对神的话有更多的热情。
Ask this now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 学校是银河那边吧。
Very good. Well, it's so nice to be with you all today. We are highly privileged. We get to be together. We get to learn together. In the days of the apostles, they used to get together like this, but they all had to go down to the temple to meet. We just go to our computer, plug it in, and here we are together. Hallelujah.
非常高兴看到大家，我们有这样极大的荣幸，这样的像这样的机会来机会，就像那个当时那个使徒保罗他们那个年代呢，他们要聚会，他们必须都到圣殿里面去才有机会。那我们今天呢，我们只是坐在自己家里，然后把电脑接上以后呢，我们就可以聚会了。哈利路亚。We've
been studying now in the book of Hebrews. We're in chapter 10.
我们一直在学习希伯来书，我们在学习希伯来书的第十章。
And again, the issue in chapter in Hebrews is, do we carry on in the religion of the Jews, or do we follow the Lord Jesus?
希伯来书的主题呢，一直是我们应该回到那个旧约时代的那个祭祀制度呢，还是我们？
And there are just a multitude of reasons that the Lord gives them to say, listen, the Old Testament was good. It told us about God, but our salvation is all in Jesus.
所以呢，主一直告诉以色列人有很多次，有多方面的告诉他们说呢，旧约的那个祭祀制度呢是好的。 也是一直以来是有可以的，但是呢，我们的救恩呢，只在主耶稣基督里面。Now
remember, the Bible is a book of instruction, it's a book of encouragement, but it is also a book of warnings.
所以大家记得，圣经呢是一本指导的书，也是一本鼓励我们的书，同样呢，它是给我们警示的一本书。
And the book of Hebrews is especially a book of warnings.
希伯来书呢，特别的来说，希伯来书是一本警示的书。
And the logic is usually Remember that if God punished those who disobeyed Moses, how much more will he punish those who disobey Jesus?
这个逻辑是这样的，如果在过去旧约时代，神去严惩那些不顺服摩西的人，那么呢，神要多么的严厉的去惩罚那些不顺服主耶稣基督的人呢？
So, we got ourselves last time down as far as chapter 10 of Hebrews and verse 26.
第三个星期我们学到了希伯来书第十章的第二十六节。
And verse 26 begins another one of these very solemn warnings.
第二十六节呢，有另外的给我们其他的一些跟前面类似的警告。
It says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no sacrifice for sins left. We don't have to have more sacrifices for sins.
第二类就是因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再也没有了。所以你如果故意犯罪，就没有赎罪祭给你。So
the Christian accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, acknowledges that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ was sufficient to cleanse him from all sin. He believes that.
所以呢，基督徒呢，当他信了主以后，他就意识到主耶稣基督所做的一切呢，是足够洗清他所有的罪，所以呢，他相信这个。
But after that, if the Christian continues to sin, if he deliberately keeps on sinning, then what does he have to do?
所以呢，就是说这个呢，就是在这以后呢，如果他继续故意犯罪，那么最后在这个人身上会发生什么呢？
Well, number one, he doesn't have to go back and crucify the Lord Jesus Christ again.
所以第一个原因呢，他不用再回去把我们主耶稣基督再钉十字架一次。
The Lord Jesus Christ died once, and in so doing, he died for all the sins the Christian commits, those before he becomes a Christian and those afterwards. There is no more sacrifice for sins for a Christian who sins after he trusts the Lord as Savior.
所以呢，主耶稣基督只是为我们死一次，他所献的祭足够为我们基督徒成为基督徒以后所犯的一切的罪和成为基督徒以前所犯的一切的罪，所以这个以后呢，就不用再去。
It would also be true of someone who heard the truth of God and did not believe. And if he continues to sin afterwards, again, there's no sacrifice for sins. He doesn't have to bring money. He doesn't have to bring a sheep. Jesus doesn't have to die again.
因为那个对同样来说，对那些听到过真道的，他们如果故意犯罪的话，他们不用再去献祭了，也不用说他可以带一些钱来赎罪，或者说献一些羊来赎罪，因为主耶稣基督不用再为他再死一次。
Verse 27 says, but. Big word, but. And the but is that there's a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
所以这个但是呢，是一个很重要的一个词。但是唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
So, after we've heard the knowledge of the truth, if the Christian disobeys it, there's a problem. The Lord will judge. And after they heard the knowledge of the truth, if a person doesn't believe it, there's still the fearful looking for of judgment.
因为实际上在我们信了主耶稣基督以后，如果那些基督徒他继续的去犯罪，他不听的话，那么说呢，他确实就是有一个那个审判在等待着他们。
And now the logic that's used elsewhere in the book, verse 28, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. You don't go out and deliberately sin.
第二十八节呢，这个顺着这个逻辑继续说，人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得怜悯而死，所以这里警告的就是不要故意去犯罪。
And so that was a serious problem under Moses, but verse 29 says, how much more serious, how much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace?
前面讲的那个犯了摩西的法就是够严重的了。那么第二十九节说呢，这个下面讲的有多严重的，比那个更严重。何况践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎么样加重呢？
So the Christian therefore, he takes very, very seriously the truths of God, and he says, by the grace of God, I am going to do everything in such a way as not to offend the Lord.
那个基督徒呢，他是非常非常认真对待神的话的，所以呢，那个说基督徒会这样说，接着神的恩典，我会做任何事情，这样不要去冒犯我们的主。
And the Christian therefore becomes scrupulous in his dealings. He always wants to do what's right.
所以呢，基督徒呢，最后就变成了这个我们总是要去做正确的事。
And so I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. There was a man 15 years ago in the assembly at 16th Avenue.
我要告诉大家几个故事，就是有一个人呢，是在15年前，他在我们16街教会里。
He actually had been a missionary in India.
他实际上呢，他是去印度做宣教士。
He went to the store one day and he bought something, and when he came home and checked, he realized that the clerk had given him $2 more in change than he should have got.
现在他到一个商店去买东西，他买完东西回家以后呢，他发现呢，那个售货员呢给他多找了2块钱。
So he thought, well, I don't deserve this $2. So the next day he went back to the store.
因为他说呢，这2块钱不是我的，所以第二天呢，他就回到了那个商店。
And he said to the clerk, excuse me, but yesterday I was here and you gave me $2 too much change. I have brought it back.
因为他就跟那个售货员说呢，对不起，昨天我在你这里买东西，你多找了我2块钱，我今天把这2块钱带回来了。
And the clerk said to him, are you a Christian?
所以那个售货员跟他说，你是基督徒吗？
She thought only a Christian would be that honest.
所以售货员认为呢，只有基督徒是那么诚实的。
That's wonderful, isn't it?
这是很奇妙的，是不是？
Only a Christian would behave like that.
热基督徒才可以有那样的好行为。
And I was going to tell you another story, but I forgot what it is, so I'll have to tell you later.
因为他本来准备再告诉大家一个故事，但是他忘了，那他等他想起来再告诉大家。
All right. So, the man, the woman of God, they try to do things God's way. They don't want to take advantage of anything. And in particular, they say, I must not sin against the God who has done so much for me.
因为属神的男人和女人呢，他们总是要去做正确的事，神认为正确的事，他们不会去占任何人的便宜，特别的是呢，他们不想去犯罪，针对就是这样一个我们蛮有恩典拯救我们的神，我们不想向他犯罪。
Now if we were to do something that was wrong, then we would anticipate that the Lord will hold us to account. He will, how can I say it? If we do what's right, he will reward us. If we do what's wrong, he will either not reward us or he will have to discipline us as a father would discipline his children who do wrong.
所以呢，如果我们做错了事儿，我们是要在我们的主那里去交账的。所以呢，他这么可以说，如果我们做了正确的事儿，他会奖赏我们。如果我们做错了事儿呢，主会管教我们，就像一个父去管教他的孩子那样。
Don't continue in sin. That's the message.
所以这个信传递的信息呢，就是不要继续犯罪。
Romans chapter 6 puts it this way. It says, shall we sin in order that grace might abound? If we sin, God will be gracious. He won't say you can't come to heaven. You sinned after you got saved.
因罗马书第六章讲的呢，是不是我们罪多了，恩典就多呢？所以我们如果说我们犯了罪，神会加恩典在我们，他不会说不让我们去天堂，但是这并不是成为我们犯罪的理由。
Okay, so we say it's true. God will forgive us if we sin, but there will be consequences and they will be serious. Don't carry on in sin knowing that your sins are forgiven.
所以呢，就是说呢，这个是真的。如果我们犯罪了，神会饶恕我们的。但是你要记得，你犯的罪是有后果的。所以呢，这个后果呢也是非常严重的。所以呢，不要犯罪。
Verse 30 says, "For we know him, that's God, who said, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay.' And again, the Lord will judge his people."
第三十节继续说，因为我们知道谁说，深渊在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓。
So the warning is very clear, don't go back to sinning because you're saved. You say, Lord, I want to live that holy life.
因为这个警告是非常明显的，不要说呢，因为我得救了，所以我要回去犯罪。所以你要跟主说，我要活出一个圣洁的人生。
And then again, some have just joined us. We're studying in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31 says, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God."
所以呢，对那些刚刚加入我们的来说呢，我们在学习希伯来书第十章第三十一节，第三十一节说。落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
That is true of all people. It's true of the Christ rejecter, but it's also true of the Christian. Don't provoke the Lord by sin. He must discipline if you do.
这个呢，规律呢，对那些 拒绝呢主耶稣基督的人来说呢是真的，但是对我们信了主耶稣基督的基督徒呢也是真的。你不要去犯罪，你要犯罪呢主必严肃地管教你。
Will there be a temptation for you to sin after you trust the Lord Jesus as Savior?
所以在你信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主以后呢，会不会有那样的诱惑要你去犯罪呢？
And the answer is yes, there will be a temptation.
答案是是的，真的是有诱惑。
How do you overcome that temptation?
你怎么去战胜那个诱惑了？
And verse 32 says, Remember those earlier days after you received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering.
第三十二节说，你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
When a person first trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they often find that people don't agree with them. Some people don't like them, and other people abuse them.
所以有些人呢，刚刚的信了主以后呢，他就发现他周围的人呢不喜欢他，他们周围的人甚至说骂他，虐待他。
And the Christian usually is so young, so immature, he doesn't know what's going on. He simply just says, I believe God. I believe what God has said. And he stands his ground, though he's fearful on the inside, but he says, I still believe in Jesus.
因为当时呢，刚信的基督徒呢，他是一个非常年轻的基督徒，也是一个不成熟的基督徒，尽管他的内心是害怕的，但说呢，他还是会说，我相信神的话，我会站在神那一边。
And if I were to speak to each of you individually, you probably would tell me some stories where that's exactly what happened to you.
因为如果我跟你们每个人单独聊天的话呢，你们可能会告诉我一些故事，但那些故事呢，确实是真真实实的发生过的。
And I probably would tell you some stories about how that's what happened to me.
所以呢，我可能要告诉你一些故事，这个故事呢，是发生在我自己身上。
Now Paul says, or the writer to the Hebrews rather says, now you go back and remember that. When you did that, was everything terrible? Did it all fall apart? Or was God with you? Did he encourage you in those days?
实际上呢，这个使徒保罗或者说是希伯来书的作者，他说呢，你们大家都记得吗？记得像那样的时候，那样艰难的苦难的时候，神不是和你们在一起吗？神不是一直在鼓励你们吗？
You say, well, it's true. They said bad things against me, and they threatened things against me. But you know, God helped me, and I've survived. I've survived all the way from then right till today.
你说那是真的？那些不信的人呢？他说我的坏话，甚至向我扔东西。但是在那个时候呢，神和我在一起，神在帮助我，所以我一直坚持到今天。
And so I often use that argument when I'm praying.
所以当我祷告的时候呢，我通常会这么去说。
And I often say this to the Lord. I say, now, Lord, you helped me yesterday. And if you were going to help me yesterday, then I just believe you're going to help me today too.
所以呢，我通常会跟主说呢，主啊，您以前昨天帮助了我，所以我相信您今天呢也会帮助我，求您今天帮我。
I know he helped me yesterday, therefore I can believe that he's going to help me today and tomorrow.
因为我知道主呢在过去帮助了我，所以我知道神在今天呢，因此我知道神在今天会帮我，在明天也会帮我。
Now, if he didn't help me yesterday, then I got a problem. Something went wrong.
如果神在过去 没有帮助我, 那么他今天就不会帮助我, 那我就有麻烦了。
There were two kinds of things that happened to these people, verse 31. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated.
所以有两个问题发生在当时的那些信徒身上，在第33节，一面被毁谤、遭患难，成了戏剧，在众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
So sometimes you'll find that your testimony is you stood up and you ended up in trouble because you stood up for Jesus.
有时候呢，你的见证呢是这样的，因为呢你去为主耶稣基督而做事，所以呢最后呢你就会有麻烦了。Other
times it's just that you stood beside somebody who was maltreated.
有时候呢你也是为那些 受到不恰当对待的人，你跟他们站在一边，你也会受到苦难。
Either way, God saw it, and he will bless you.
所以呢，不管哪一方面，如果你站在神说呢，他会帮，赐福给你。
Remember now the stories in the beginning of the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
所以呢，大家记得在那个《使徒行传》里。 那个开始的故事关于那些使徒们的。Peter
and John and the other apostles, they stood up and preached, and they were often thrown into prison.
所以呢，当时呢，彼得还有使徒保罗呢，如果他们站出来祷告的话，他们通常都会被下到监狱里去。Not
all the Christians were thrown into prison. But certainly some of the apostles and some of the others were.
不是说所有的基督徒都会去登监狱的，但是呢，其中的一些使徒们，还有其他的一些基督徒们呢，他们也是登过监狱的。Now
the question is, if you had been a Christian in those days, would you have gone back to the temple the next day?
所以呢，问题是，如果你在那个时候，在那个年代，你是个基督徒，那么第二天你会继续回到圣殿里去吗？
And you might say, well, I don't know if I want to go, because if I go, I might be thrown into prison.
所以你说，那我不确定，我第二天我会不会去圣殿？因为我去了，我是有可能被下到监狱里去。
And you might say, well, even if they don't throw me into prison, they might take a picture of me standing beside Peter. And then they'll say, you're just like Peter, aren't you?
所以你说呢，如果他不马上把我下到监狱里去，他们会有可能跟我照个相。照完相以后，他拿着相片说，哎，你那天你跟彼得是站在一起的，你跟他们是一伙的，我有可能再被投到监狱里去。
And these Christians were bold, and they said, we either stood there and got thrown into prison ourselves, or we stood beside those who did get thrown into prison. We were happy to be there.
他们说呢，当时的对我们来说很鼓舞的，就是那些基督徒呢，他说我们宁愿冒着被下的监狱的危险，我们也要到圣殿去和彼得他们在一起。
And at the very least, we're all humble enough to go along to a church service and stand with the people who love the Lord Jesus. Some of our friends see that, they may laugh at us. We say, no, I stand with Jesus.
实际上呢，我们今天呢，我们也要去，我们要去。 教会里去和那些爱主的人站在一起，尽管有些人会因此而嘲笑我们，我们说我们就要和主站在一起。
So I guess in my life, I was always happy to stand with people if they were preaching publicly, even if they didn't like them or didn't like me standing there. I said, it's an honor just to stand beside them.
以我个人来说呢, 我通常呢, 会喜欢和那些在公众场合讲道的人站在一起, 尽管呢, 听众呢, 他可能不喜欢那个, 讲道的人, 因为我站在那里, 他也不喜欢我, 所以, 但是我说呢, 这是我的荣誉, 如果我站在这里和那些讲道的爱主的人在一起。
I heard this story a long time ago about a man who was a deaf mute.
因为这个呢, 我们听到一个这样的故事很久以前, 有一个人呢, 他是聋子。
He couldn't hear anything.
他什么也听不见。
But he couldn't speak either. He hadn't heard enough to learn how to speak. So he couldn't hear and he couldn't say anything.
同样呢, 他也不会说话, 他是个哑巴, 因为他没有听到足够的东西让他学到说话, 所以呢, 他是啥也不能说, 啥也不能听不到。
He used to always go along to the meetings of the church.
所以呢, 通常呢, 他一直是参加, 教会的所有的会议。
Somebody said to him one day, why do you go? You can't hear anything, you don't learn anything, and even if you did, you couldn't speak to anybody anyway.
有些人就问他说, 你为什么要去参加那样的会议呢? 你什么也听不到, 就算你学到了一些东西, 你也讲不出来, 那你为什么总要去教会呢?
And his answer was, I just go so that everybody will know whose side I'm on.
因为他的答案呢是, 我去的唯一的原因呢, 是让所有的人知道我是站在谁那一边的。
Don't do anything bad. Remember whose side you're on.
因为呢, 不要去做一些, 坏事, 要记得是谁把你带进来。
Remember the great blessings that God brought to your heart and soul when you stood up for God against that which was wrong.
所以呢,大家记得那个神给你带来的恩典和怜悯, 在你的内心里, 当你做了什么错事的时候。
And you'll find it much easier to say no to sin today when you remember what God did for you yesterday.
所以你会发现,如果你记得神昨天为你做了什么, 那今天呢, 你就会更容易地对那些罪说不。
All right, verse 34. Says, you sympathized with those in prison. You joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that yourselves had better and lasting possessions.
第34节说,因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人,并且你们的家业被人抢去,你甘心忍受,知道自己有更美长存的家业。
All right, I'm just looking up that verse in a different translation. Just give me a moment. The verse in the authorized version says, you have in heaven a better and enduring substance.
那个国王钦定版呢,就说呢,你知道自己在天国有更美长存的家业。
The logic is that you may have a better resurrection.
这个逻辑是这样的, 你有可能有一个更好的复活以后的。
Here are five Christians.
这里有五种基督徒。
They all love the Lord Jesus, they're all going to heaven.
他们的所有的人都爱主耶稣基督, 他们都会去天堂。
But one serves the Lord a little and suffers a little persecution Another one serves the Lord a lot, and he suffers great persecution.
另外一个呢, 他自己呢, 服侍主少一点, 他承受少一点的那个逼迫, 另外一个呢, 服侍主更多一些, 他受到的逼迫是更多的。
Who are going to go to heaven?
所以他们两个谁会去天堂呢?
Well, all five.
所有的五种人都会去天堂。
Who is going to get the better resurrection? The one who served the Lord diligently and followed him, suffered with him, or the one who he just compromised and he didn't do very, he just went along. One gets a better resurrection than the other.
所以呢，谁这五种人，你谁会得到更好的复活以后的新生命呢？这个是那一个，他是服侍主多呢？ 为了主所受的逼迫、受的苦难多的呢？ 还是另外一些他们对通常妥协的， 而且只是说很随意的就这么就行了的， 哪一种人的， 他的那个复活以后的新生命会更好呢？
It's true that when you say no to sin and yes to the Savior, you will end up with a better resurrection. And that's worth looking forward to.
这个确实是真的。如果你对罪说不，对主说是，那么说呢，这样的人他最终会得到更好的复活以后的生命，这就是我们所寻求的。
So verse 35 now is a wonderful summary. It says this, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
35节呢是一个很神奇的一个总结。所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心,存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Some days the battle is hard.
有时候呢,战斗呢,是非常艰辛的。
Some days you feel so very weak and so very lonely, so very disappointed.
所以呢,有时候呢,你会感觉到非常的虚弱,非常的孤独,非常的无望。
You might even be tempted to throw away your confidence and say, oh, maybe I shouldn't be keep on believing.
所以呢,有时候呢,你会很容易的去失去那样的信心,你说,可能我不应该继续去信。
Can I tell you the difference between the religion of the Jew and the walk of Jesus?
所以我可不可以告诉大家那个犹太的宗教和与主耶稣基督同行的区别?
This was the issue faced in the book of Hebrews.
所以这就是在我们希伯来书里面所提出的问题。
The temptation was, stay where you are, go back to the temple, go through the Jewish religion, you can do that, that will be easy, and you know what's there.
所以那个对他对当时那个希伯来人的诱惑呢，就是回到你的那个犹太宗教里面去，去做你过去做的那些事情，这样呢，对你来说可能容易得多。
The alternative is to go with Jesus and the Christians. The problem is you don't really know what's going to be there.
另外的一个选择呢，就是说你去和那些跟随主耶稣基督的人在一起，但是呢，你可能对你将要做的事情并不了解。
What is easier, to walk on the basis of past knowledge or faith in the future?
所以哪一种更容易呢？你就是说是依靠过去你所积累的经验呢，或者是你靠着信心去走向将来呢？
The life of faith and the walk of faith is always harder.
信心的人生呢, 所以那个, 随着信心与主同行呢, 通常是比较难的。
And so you might say, oh dear, I don't know if I'm going to carry on. It's difficult today. Maybe I should go back.
你会有时候会这样说，哦，我不知道我应该怎么做，因为今天已经非常的艰难了，明天可能会更难。Okay,
but verse 35 says, don't throw away your confidence. You believed it yesterday. You'll believe it tomorrow when you get to heaven. Hang on today.
这里第35节讲的，所以你们不可丢弃确信之心，因为昨天呢，你已经信了，今天呢，你不要放弃，你继续信。
Now the devil always says, you don't need to believe today. Today's too hard, too hard. You take it easy, don't believe today.
魔鬼呢通常跟你说呢，啊，今天别信了，今天太难了，啊，你可以休息一下，不要去相信了，啊，今天就休息一下。
And I'm just reminded again of the life of Job. I was meditating on him in the middle of the night.
因为我就是一直说约伯的故事一直在提醒我，我在半夜的时候我在冥想他的事情。
Job lived a wonderful life, probably until he got to be about 70 years old.
所以呢，约伯呢，他是生活呢，他过了一个非常的美的一个人生，直到他差不多70岁的时候。
And then everything fell apart.
然后呢，所有的事情都被毁了。
He lost all his wealth.
他所有的财富他都失去了。
He lost all his family except his wife.
他所有的家人呢，他都死了，除了他妻子以外。
He lost his health.
他的健康呢，也没有了。
And he basically lost his friends.
同样呢，他的朋友呢，他也失去了。
And he probably said, there's no hope. I'm an old man. Everything I worked for, everything I wanted, it's all fallen.
他有可能这么说，啊，一点指望都没有了。我是个老年人，但是我穷尽一辈子所努力的事情。
Even his wife said, curse God and die.
所以呢，就算他的自己的妻子跟他说，你诅咒神吧，然后去死吧。
Job said, verse 35, I'm not prepared to cast away the confidence that I have in the God who loves me.
约伯呢说呢， 我就像35节说的，我不会丢弃我确信神的信心，是神放在我里面的信心。Absolutely
marvelous.
绝对是非常奇妙的。What
did God do for him?
那神最后在他身上行了什么？
He doubled everything that he'd ever had in his life.
你最后他得到了所有的。 在他整个人生里的一切都被加倍了。
He doubled his wealth. He doubled his family, and he even doubled his life.
所以呢，他的财产加倍了，他的家人呢也加倍了，甚至说他的生命也加倍了。
He was 70 years old. And he figured he might live another 4 or 5 years, even he might live 10 years till he was 80, like Moses said might happen. But he says, I don't have long.
他当时他70岁,他想呢,也可能活到75岁,或者再活10年,活到80岁,就像摩西说的,所以他可能活的时间也不久了。
God says, Job, don't worry, I'm going to double your life. Job died at 140.
所以呢，神说呢，约伯不要担心，我会让你的生命加倍。所以约伯死的时候，他是140岁。
What's the theme of the book of Hebrews? Don't cast away your confidence. It's got great recompense and reward.
所以实际上呢，对希伯来书你怎么讲的呢？就是你们不可丢弃确信之心，而神呢，最后会大大的赏赐你们。
All right. Confidence yesterday, you said it was right. Reward tomorrow. But today, you've got to persevere.
你这个呢，讲的呢，就是说昨天你有信心坚持，这是真的。明天呢，会给你奖赏，这也是真的。那么今天呢，你必须持之以恒。
All right, verse 36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised.
第36节说,你们必须忍耐,使你们行完了神的旨意,就可以得到所应许的。
In God's economy, what lies between doing the will of God and getting the reward?
所以在神的这个观点里呢，什么就是说你去按照神的旨意去做，然后你得到神的赏赐呢？
Answer a lot of time.
神说呢，需要大量的时间。
You obey God today, you get the reward tomorrow.
你今天呢，顺服神的旨意，明天呢，你就会得到奖赏。
Now when I used to work for my boss,I'd work for him today and I'd get my paycheck today.
因为当时呢，我跟我的老板工作的时候呢，我今天为他工作，我今天就得到了我的工资。
God says, well, that's good, but with me, you work for me today and I will give you your reward sometime tomorrow. Maybe early, maybe late, maybe both.But I'll give it to you, but you're going to have to wait for it.
因为神是这样说的，如果你现在为我工作呢，我可能会在将来什么时候，或者是再迟一点，我给你奖赏。但是呢，你必须要等待，或者说将来不久的将来，或者将来，或者什么时候都可以给你奖赏。
We all have need of patience between doing the will of God and getting the blessing.
所以我们必须有这样的耐心，就是说你去行神的旨意，然后再得到神的赐福，这中间你要有耐心。
And so verse 37 says, For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
第37节说，因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
Why does it say a very little while?
为什么说呢？要一点点的时候呢？
Some people do the will of God, they don't get the blessing for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Is that a very little while?
有些人呢，他们行了神的旨意以后呢，直到30年、40年、50年、60年以后，他还没有得到神的赐福，这个是一点点时候吗？
How long are you going to get to enjoy the reward?
你需要多长时间你才会享受你的奖励呢?
Forever.
所以你要永恒里面享受你的奖励。
Now when you compare forever to 40 years, what is 40 years compared to forever?
如果你把永恒和40年做一个比较,这个40年永恒对40年来说是相当于什么?
It's a very little while.
40年相对永恒来说就是一点点事。
Okay, verse 37 again. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Jesus is coming back soon, and the Bible says he's going to bring his reward with him.
第三十七说，因为有还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。主耶稣基督一定会再来，他来的时候呢，他很快就会来。他来了会怎么样呢？他会把给我们的奖赏带来。
Verse 38, but my righteous one will live by faith, that's you and me. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
第三十八节说，只有义人因信得生，这义人就是你我。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
Oh, the man says, I used to live by faith, but I got discouraged, so I decided I wasn't going to follow God anymore by faith. Or it says, that doesn't please me.
有些人说呢，我过去我曾经呢为是有信心的，我是因信而活的，但是呢后来呢我却失去了勇气，我就不再去跟随神了，不再去因信而活了，因为这个时候呢神说呢，如果你是这样的，我就不喜欢你。
Verse 39 says, But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we're of those who believe and are saved.
第三节就说，我们却不是最后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
So there are two kinds of people in the world. What are they?
这世界上有两类人，他们是谁呢？
Those who believe God and those who don't believe God.
一部分是信神的，一部分是不信神。
So what side are you on? You on the side of those who believe God or those who don't believe God?
那你决定站在谁一边呢？你站在那些不信神的一边，还是站在信神的那边？
Well, you say, I'm on the side of those who believe God.
所以你说，确实是，我是站在那些信神的那人一边的。
Okay, well, if you're on the side of those who believe God, you're going to be treated just like all the others who believe in God.
因为如果你是站在那些所有的信神的那些人一边呢，你必须受到那些信神的人的同样的对待。
You'll get all the good rewards of faith.
你因为信心呢，得到所有的奖励。
But you'll probably have to wait for a lot of things, and the waiting will be just as hard for you as it was for others.
因为实际上呢，你必须等待，等待很多的事情去发生。那些发生在你身上的事情呢，对你来说可能是你很难忍受的，就像对其他人也很难忍受的一样。
And so the Bible tells lots of stories so that we will be encouraged to live like those who did the right thing, will be encouraged not to do the things that caused them failure.
因为圣经呢告诉我们大量的故事，这样的话呢，我们就可以受到鼓励，去和那些有信心的人一样去生活，而不是说去跟那些信心不足，最后失败了的那样的。
The same thing is true of the Christians live today. We look around at one another and we say, I want to live like that Christian. I don't want to live like that man. He's not a Christian. We choose to live by faith because we see the stories, the lives of others who live by faith.
这今天呢，对我们基督徒来说同样是真实的，因为我们环顾四周，我们看了一下，我说，哎，我想要和那像那个基督徒那样去生活，而不是像那个人那样去生活。实际上呢，因为这个基督徒他所行的事儿，所以我们就有信心照着他的人生那样去生活。
It's all by faith.
你实际上所有都是凭着信心的。
When you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the theme is always the same. Believe me, says God. Believe me, says God. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
因为当你读圣经从创世纪一直读到启示录的时候呢，这个主题永远是这样的。神说呢，相信我，相信我，相信我。每次神都说相信我。
Not always easy, but always important.
所以并不是说一直都是容易的，但是呢，一直都是重要的。
Now the Old Testament teaching, the Judaic religion, the religion of the Jews of Jesus' day, it was pretty easy. All you had to do was go to the temple, take some sacrifices, say some words, pay some money, everything was easy.
实际上在旧约时代呢，那些犹太的宗教呢，他们是非常容易的。就算在主耶稣基督那个时代，他们也是非常容易的。你就所有要做的呢，你就是去那个犹太会所，然后呢说一些话，然后付点钱，捐献一点钱，所以这所有的一切呢都是很容易去做的。
If you took a lamb to the tabernacle or the temple, you'd walk in, you'd sacrifice the lamb, you'd walk out.The priest would pat you on the head, say, there, there, you're good, everything's done.
因为在那个时候呢，你如果说你带一只羔羊，羔羊带到那个帐幕里或者是圣殿里，然后呢，你把那个羔羊呢作为祭物献上，然后那个祭司呢就会拍拍你的头说，啊，一切都没问题了，一切都好了，所有的都做完了。
But when you trust the Lord as Savior,What? You don't get that same feedback, not from the circumstances, not from the ceremonies, and not always from other people.
因为当你信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你不会得到那个祭司那样的对你的回应，所以呢，不会的，通常呢，从别的那些人身上，或者说从你做的事情身上，得到回应。
So the writer to the Hebrews is, I'm going to tell you some more about faith. If you're going to live by faith, you've got to learn what faith is all about. So that's what Hebrews 11 is all about. It's all about faith, the kind of faith that God allows us to live, the kind of faith that is rich in blessing as it was for them.
实际上呢，这个希伯来书的作者呢说，如果是这样逻辑化呢，我会给你讲更多的信心的事儿。这就是为什么他写了希伯来书第十一章。第十一章说呢，神告诉你怎么样，凭着信心而活。你如果凭着信心而活的话，你会得到怎么样的极大的从神来的赐福。
So first of all, some definitions of faith.Now faith, verse 1, chapter 11. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
首先呢，希伯来书第十一章第一节，这个信心下了一个定义。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is associated with a certainty.A sureness about what we cannot see.
因为那个信心呢，它是和那个我们不能见的事的那个确据联系在一起的。
Will Jesus take you to heaven when you die?
你主耶稣基督会把你带到天堂当你死了以后吗？
会
的。Yes, he will.
是的，他会的。
Okay, now, have you ever seen Jesus? No.
所以呢，现在说你见过主耶稣基督吗？没有。
Have you ever seen heaven? No.
你见过天堂吗？没有。
Have you ever seen anybody go to heaven? No.
你看见任何人去到天堂了吗？没有。
Are you sure you're going to go to heaven when you die?
你确定你死了以后会去天堂吗？是。
How can you be sure?
你怎么确定?
By faith.
因着信。
Everything we know about God proves it. We haven't seen it, but God has proven himself. We believe it. Therefore, we live it.
就让那神呢讲的所有的一些事情我们都相信，所以呢神也证明了他所讲的事情，所以呢我们就活，凭着信心而活，因为我们相信神。
And then verse 2 says, this is what the ancients were commended for.
第二节说主古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
The people who lived in Old Testament times, they were great because they were brilliant.
因为那些人呢生活在旧约时代的呢他们是非常聪明的。
They weren't great because they paid a lot of money.
他们呢如果他们伟大呢是因为他们付了很多的钱。
They weren't great because they were powerful.
他们呢伟大呢是因为他们有权力。
They were great because they believed God.
他们呢伟大呢是因为他们相信神。
That is always the foundation of greatness.
所以呢这通常呢一直呢就是伟大的基石。
So when you get to heaven on reward day, what is Jesus going to reward you for?
当你去到天堂以后呢在那个奖赏的日子主耶稣基督会为什么奖赏你呢？
Is he going to reward you because you served him? Let me rephrase that. Is he going to reward you because you did some great thing?
所以呢主耶稣基督奖赏你是因为你做了什么伟大的事情吗？
Is he going to reward you because you were big and strong?
所以主耶稣基督他要奖赏你是因为你是一个大高个儿很强壮吗？
Is he going to reward you because you were musical and you made everybody happy?
所以呢主耶稣基督奖赏你是因为你是一个很懂音乐的人，你让每一个人都很享受吗？
No.He's going to reward you for this. He's going to reward you because you believed what he said to you. And it is your faith that will be rewarded. Nothing else.
实际上呢他不会给上面的事奖赏你。他奖赏你呢是因为你相信所有的主耶稣基督所说的。他奖赏你只是因为你的信心，而不是任何其他的东西。
So who's going to get the bigger reward? The one who's big and strong and does some great thing, but doesn't really believe very much.
谁会得到更多的奖赏呢？那一个大高个，非常长，非常强壮，做了很多的伟大的事情，但是他却只有一点点信心。
Or the one who's weak and small and doesn't really do anything that anybody notices but believes God a lot. Who gets the greatest reward?
或者是那个人呢他矮小但是也没做很多别人知道的那种伟大的事儿，但是他在信心上却是有极大的信心的，这两种人谁会得到的奖赏多呢？
The answer is it's the one who believes God.
答案是那个信神的那个人。
Remember, the Lord Jesus saw the rich man put lots of money into the treasury, and the little widow who just put in a couple of mites, and the one who put in the little got the bigger reward than the man who put in the most. It's all by faith.
实际上，你们大家记得主耶稣基督是这么说过的，在那个奉献的箱里面。一个有钱的人他放了很多的钱，还有一个寡妇只是放了两个小钱，那么谁得到的奖赏更大呢？主说呢那个寡妇得到的奖赏更大，所以你得奖赏所有的是因着你的信心。
Verse 3 is a very interesting verse. It says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
第三节呢是非常有趣的。我们因着信就知道诸世界是基神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
The issue here is this, where did we come from? Where did everything come from?
所以这个问题是这样的，我们是从哪里来的？地球上所有的事情是从哪里来的？
Faith says it came from God, and we believe that because we believe that God is over all.
所以答案呢，就是所有的从神来的，我们相信这个呢，是神高于一切的。
If God is able to make the sun warm the earth every day, do you think he's able to look after Harold?
所以如果神呢，他能够 造一个太阳，让地球呢，每天呢，都可以得到温暖，那么你认为他会照顾 Harold 吗？
If God is able to look after the stars, billions of years away by light, do you think he's able to look after me?
所以神呢，他会看顾这个宇宙、星系，甚至几百亿光年以外的星系，你认为他会照顾我吗？
If God is able to feed the little birdies, I watch them eating in the snow. If God's able to feed them, do you think he's able to feed Harold?
所以你认为神如果他能够去喂活那些小鸟，他看着一只鸟在雪地里都在吃东西，你认为神会喂饱 Harold 吗？
What is the foundation of faith? Faith is that God made everything, and therefore he can help me.
信心的基石是什么呢？信心的基石就是神创造了一切，所以呢，他能够照顾我。
Now, when I was a student at university, I studied this verse.
当我还是在大学的一个大学生的时候呢，我在学习这些经文。
And I studied physics.
在学习物理。
And in the study of physics, you learn that it is possible for energy to be converted into matter.
所以呢，当你学那个物理的时候呢，你从物理学你学到是那个能量是有可能转变成物质。
And Einstein proved it and gave a formula for it, E equals MC squared.
所以呢，爱因斯坦呢，他证明了这个，所以他给了我们的一个公式，那个E呢就是 energy 等于 M 就是物质，C 的平方 ,C 就是光速。
And so I went to physics class, and I was amazed that the physics professors got all excited about this fact, and I said, that's no big deal. The writer to the Hebrews understood that 2,000 years ago.
所以呢，我就去呢，上了物理课，那些教授啊，那些人呢，都对这个公式感到特别的兴奋。我说你们这个其实我早就知道了，希伯来书的作者在2000年之前就知道了这个。
And I said to myself, Harold, you keep believing your Bible and you'll know more than the physics professors.
所以呢，我就一直跟我自己说， Harold, 你学习圣经，你一直学习圣经的话呢，你就会比你的物理学教授懂得更多。
And the physics professors may say to you, how do you know that? And you say, I know it because the Bible says so. And I believe the Bible.
那也许我在物理学教授会跟我说， Harold, 你怎么知道那么多？我就会说，因为圣经是这么说的，我相信圣经。
Now, did you note the beginning of verse 3? It says this, by faith we understand.
所以你注意到第三节的开头吗? 我们因着信就知道。
If you believe what God said, you will understand.
所以如果你相信神说的话呢, 你就会明白。
If you don't believe what God said, you'll never understand.
你不相信神所说的话呢, 你永远不会明白。
We live in a world of people running around in circles everywhere. You say to them, do you understand what you're doing? And they say, no.
所以我们今天生活的世界呢,是很多人呢, 他们都在原地转圈,他们这样转圈转圈。 你说你知道你在干什么吗? 他们说我不知道。
Okay, the Christian understands, but the world don't understand.
所以基督徒明白。 但是这个世界的人他们却不明白。
Many, many years ago, a businessman I was working with me, who was working with me, came to me late one night.
有一天呢,很多年前,有一天,这一个晚上很晚的时候,跟我一起做生意的一个人来找我。
He said to me, you know, I just want you to know how envious I am of you.
所以他跟我说呢,我只是想让你知道我有多嫉妒你。
I said, why would you be envious of me?
我说你为什么要嫉妒我呢?
He said, because you know where you're going, what you're doing, you understand life.
所以他说因为呢,你知道你在干什么,你要去哪里,你理解人生。
He said, I don't know. I don't understand what I'm doing.
他说我不知道我现在在干什么。
He says, if I ever get any extra time, I play chess with my son.
所以呢,他说只要我有空呢,我就和我的儿子下国际象棋。
He said, because I can't think of anything better to do.
因为我不知道还有什么更好的事情去做。
A highly successful businessman who didn't understand life.
一个非常成功的一个商人,他却不理解人生。
This verse says, by faith, you not only understand life, you understand physics too.
所以呢,这一节经文说呢,借着信心,你不光明白那个人生,你同样呢,明白物理。
Okay. The verse says, God made what was seen from things that are not visible. God is the God who will make something from things we can't see.
因为这节经文呢,神呢,他造物呢,是从不可见之物造出来的,所以我们所看见的东西是神所从我们看不见的东西里面造出来的。
We've never seen heaven.
因为我们从来没见过天堂。
We've never seen the things we're going to do when we get to heaven.
所以我们永远不知道,我们也不知道,如果我们去了天堂以后,我们会干什么。
He says God can make it all, he'll make it all good, it'll all work out. God can do that. He can make things seen from things that are not seen.
因为这个呢,神说的这所有的东西呢,你不要去担心,所有的神都可以让它变得一切的都有效,都可以运行,因为它已经让你看见的事情里面呢,它可以已经向你显明了。
Alright, verse 4 says, by faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, Abel was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead.
第四节说,亚伯因着信献祭与神,比该隐所献的更美,因此便得了称义的见证,就神指他礼物所做的见证,他虽然死了,却因着信仍旧说话。
So these two men, Abel and Cain, these two men offered sacrifices to God.
记住，就是有两个人，亚伯和该隐呢，他们向神献祭。
One was accepted and the other was rejected.
那其中一个呢，神呢悦纳了，另外一个呢，神拒绝了。
And the question is why?
问题是为什么？
And the answer was simple. Abel believed God and Cain didn't believe God.
答案非常简单，就是亚伯相信神，该隐呢不相信神。
God says, you bring me a lamb and I'll bless you.
神说呢，你给我献一只羔羊，我会赐福给你。
Cain says, I'll bring you some strawberries, some rhubarb, and maybe even squash.
所以呢，该隐说呢，我给你带点草莓，带点那个 rhubarb, 或者是就算一个或者什么瓜。
Abel said, I believe God, he wants a lamb, I'm going to give him a lamb.
所以呢，亚伯说呢，神呢，需要一个羔羊，我就会给他献一只羔羊。
Abel said, I will be rewarded if I bring God a lamb.
亚伯说呢，如果我献给神一只羔羊，我就会得到赏赐。
Cain says, I'll be rewarded by doing what I want to do.
该隐说呢，我会得到赏赐，就是说我想干什么就干什么。
And so Cain killed Abel.
该隐呢杀了亚伯。
Who got the best deal?
谁得到了最好的结果呢？
Abel probably lived a few more days after Cain decided to kill him. Cain probably lived several hundred years after he killed Abel. Who got the best deal?
所以呢，亚伯呢，可能在该隐决定杀他以后呢，只过了几天他就被杀了。所以呢，该隐呢，有可能活了几百年。那你说呢，谁的结果更好呢？
Cain lived after he killed Abel.Wandering aimlessly through life, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, he lived in the land of Nod. And the word Nod means wandering.
实际上呢，那个该隐呢，在最后的那些年代呢，他就一直在流浪，一直在生命的受到威胁。他就是一年跟着一年，几十年几十年的，整个世纪整个世纪的，他都是这样生活的。所以他的生活完全，生活在一种叫 not 这样的 ，not 就是说是流浪。
What was Abel doing all those years that Cain was wandering aimlessly?
所以呢，当那个该隐在那些他流浪的那些。完全无目的的流浪的年代，亚伯在做什么？
Abel was living in heaven, having a wonderful time. Da 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 da, happy, happy, happy in heaven. Da da
da. 因为亚伯呢，他是生活在美丽的天堂，他每天呢，非常轻松。他哒滴哒滴哒，他是一个非常幸福的。幸福的时刻。
I think Cain and Abel had some pretty tough fights.
所以你认为该隐和那个亚伯他们打架打得很厉害吗？
I think Cain said, I want you to be bad with me, Abel.
所以呢，那个 Cain 说呢，该隐说亚伯你对我不好吗？
Abel said, no, I'm not going to do that.
所以亚伯说呢，不，我不会跟你斗。
Cain probably said, don't tell mom and dad, I'm going to do this bad thing, don't you tell them. If you tell them, I'm going to beat you up again.
所以呢，该隐可能跟亚伯说，亚伯，当我干坏事的时候，你不要告诉爸爸妈妈，如果你告诉爸爸妈妈，我会再打你一次。
Abel kept on believing God.
所以亚伯呢就一直相信神。
And the apostle asked the question, why did Cain kill Abel?
所以呢这个使徒呢问了这样一个问题，为什么该隐杀了亚伯？
The answer is that because Abel's works were righteous and Cain's works were wicked, that's why Cain killed Abel.
那是因为亚伯呢他所行的是公义的，该隐呢行的是邪恶的，这就为什么该隐杀了亚伯。
Do you believe God?
你相信什么？
Well, Abel said yes, but there were times when he probably thought, this isn't fun, you know, because Cain beat me up again today.
那你知道呢，那个亚伯说呢，哎呀，这个并不是一件有趣的事，因为那个该隐他今天又打我。
God says you can be like that.
所以呢，神说呢，你不能那样做。
Now, the story of Abel is interesting because it presents God as the God who provides righteousness to his people. Look at verse 4 again. It says, by faith, Abel was commended as a righteous man. He believed God and he got righteousness. God forgave his sin. Abel wasn't perfect. He needed a savior like you and me and Cain. But he got it because he believed God.
实际上呢第四节呢讲到呢神是赐给我们公义的。因为亚伯呢他现因着信献祭于神，所以呢他就得了称义的见证。因为亚伯呢神就给了他公义，他就得救了。尽管说那个亚伯、该隐和你我一样，我们都需要我们的救主主耶稣基督。但是呢，亚伯呢，他因为他相信神，他已经得到了他的公义。
Now I think if you were spoken to Abel when he was a boy, and you say, "Now Abel, what do you want to do when you grow up?"
所以，如果你有机会跟亚伯说话的话呢，当他还是个小男孩的时候说。你是亚伯，你长大以后想做什么？
And I think Abel would have said, I want to be a preacher.
所以呢，我认为亚伯说呢，我想做一个传道人。
And somebody might have said to him, Abel, there's only 3 other people in the world. What do you mean you want to be a preacher?
所以有些人跟他会者会跟亚伯说呢，亚伯这个整个世界上就除了你以外还有另外3个人，那你作为传道人你给谁传道？
And I think Abel would say God intends us to be fruitful and multiply. By the time I'm an old man there will be hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in the world. All descendants of Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel will all be there. I want to be a preacher. I want to tell people about Jesus.
所以呢，我认为亚伯会说呢，哦，神要我们生养众多。我认为当我到老的时候，我到七八十岁的时候，可能有成千上万的子孙在那里。所以呢，我要去做一个传道人，我要给他们传讲主耶稣。
And then Cain killed him.
然后该隐杀了他。
So what happened to Abel's dream of becoming a preacher?
所以呢，亚伯要成为一个传道人的梦想怎么样了呢？
Nothing happened. He's still preaching.
所以没有什么事情阻断他，他仍然在传道。
And you and I listen to the story of Abel, and we say, "I want to be like Abel."
所以你我呢，就当看到那个亚伯的故事的时候呢，你我会说，我想成为亚伯那样的。
When you get to heaven and you meet Abel, what are you going to say to him?
当你去到天堂以后，你碰到了亚伯，你会跟他说什么呢？
You're going to say, "Thank you, Abel. You preached a good sermon."
你会说呢，谢谢你，亚伯。你讲了一篇很好的道。
You believe God?
你相信什么?
God will honor your faith.
神会奖励你的信心。
Yeah. And you can imagine Abel saying, all the things that I wanted for, they're all gone. All I've got, I'm buried in the ground. My blood is buried with me. God says, Abel, don't you worry. You live by faith.You'll get the great reward.
你可以去想象一下，就是亚伯会说呢，啊，我所有的一切都失去了，所有的一切都成泡影了，我只是被埋在地下，我的血也被埋在地下。然后神说，亚伯，你不要担心，所有的好事都等着你。
All right, well, that's probably as far as we can get today. We're going to go through the life of these men in Hebrews 11 slowly. They're such marvelous stories. You live like them, you'll have a full and happy life. You say, God, I can't wait. You say, God, I don't know that I can believe you can help me. You'll miss out on all the blessings that God has for his people.
所以呢，我们今天呢，就停在这里。我们要慢慢的来学这希伯来书这里所有的信心伟人的故事，就是说呢，你相信神，你会得到极大的赏赐。有时候你会呢说呢，哦，神呢，这个时间太长了，我等不了了，我没有耐心了。如果你这样去做的话呢，你就会错失所有的你该得到的神的赐福。
All right, well, that's our study for today. What are we supposed to do? Believe God. Just believe the Lord. Quit questioning. Just believe him. Sit back and say, Lord, you said it. I believe it. Let's get going.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们今天学到什么呢？我们就是相信神，相信神，不要去怀疑。所以呢，你就是会说主啊，您说的这一切，所以我相信。要继续坚持相信。
All right, let's close in prayer.
我们来做个结束的祷告。
Lord, we marvel that you could take something as complex as life, something as confusing as all the circumstances that we find ourselves in, and make it so simple that all we have to do is believe you.
主啊，我们非常惊奇的发现，就是主啊，您可以把我们人生中所有的复杂的事情，所有让我们混淆的事情，所有的这些事情都可以用一个简单的事情来解决，就是说主啊，我相信你。
Lord, help us to believe you in every circumstance, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告。请您帮助我们在我们人生的各种各样的状况下都相信你。
Lord, you know each of us today, and we just pray that each one of us, in his own circumstances, in his own heart, will say, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you.
Now, 主啊，您知道我们，所以我们祷告，我们在每一个人。在我们的内心，在我们任何的状况下，我们都会说，主啊，我选择相信您，现在就选择相信您。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all today. The Lord bless us all.